One final question for Mike. What's your take in terms of sort of global equality of life, women on AIs, women on tamoxifen? Let's put aside the endometrial cancer and the bone and all that, just how people feel, hot flashes, you have the aches and pains of the aromatase inhibitors. Any sort of global, you know, impression or maybe data from studies in terms of how people feel? Now we're talking about them taking 5 or 10 years of therapy.
I mean, the big issue of AIs is the arthralgia, the aches and pains. And what we found is that if you switch AIs, about 50% of patients who have bad bone and joint symptoms on one AI won't have it on the other. And about 80% of people who can't tolerate AIs because of these symptoms will be able to tolerate tamoxifen. So I think it's a matter of, as far as quality of life is concerned, these are the biggest issues. Hot flashes are often a problem on tamoxifen, vaginal dryness on AIs, you know, can you give them vaginal estrogen? Some people say it's a bit absorbed, and there's still a lot of work to do, I think, on quality of life. One of the things to realize just about when tamoxifen is, however, you know, 5 years tamoxifen's, as soon as you stop tamoxifen, it's like HRT on your bones. You lose that bone protective effect. So within 5 years of stopping tamoxifen, you're going to be losing a lot of bone very quickly. Tamoxifen doesn't protect your bones long term.